It was about a week ago on a Sunday morning on the Garden State Parkway where a single car crash took the life of 30-year-old Jessica Munoz of Rahway. And her friends and her teachers are here today to talk about not only a memorial ward at Montclair State University that has come about, but also the life of this wonderful young teacher. She had her life taken way too soon, and we want to talk about Jessica Munoz today on the WBGO Journal. Joining us via the phone is Stacy Albanese, who is the Associate Director of Annual Giving and Alumni Engagement and Adjunct Professor of Fundamentals of Speech, Communication, and Media at Montclair State University. Stacy, thanks for joining us, first of all.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
And here in the studio, we have Sarah Wasserman, who is the Director of the Blaustein Early Childhood Center at the JCC in Bridgewater. She was also a professor of early childhood and inclusive education and an advisor to the dual degree program that we will be talking about in a moment. But Sarah Wasserman joins us. You were Jess's teacher. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Also, we want to welcome three great friends of Jessica. They formed a real partnership with the four of them. We want to welcome Sam Lopez, a second grade teacher at Kings Road School in Madison. Nice to have you here, Sam.
Nice to be here.
Joining us here on the WBGO Journal, too, is Amanda McPherson, fourth grade teacher at Abington Avenue Elementary School in Newark. Amanda, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
We're also joined by Casey Doyle, who's a first through third grade special education teacher at the Gable School in Neptune, and she's also my daughter. Casey, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
Let's talk about how these four gals, Jess, Sam, Amanda, and Casey, got together as friends and students at Montclair State University. And Sarah Wasserman, you were their instructor. You got them really involved in inclusive education. Can you talk about how this friendship and classmate relationship began?
Sure. I was teaching a class that was basically an introduction to disability studies, inclusive education, what special education meant in the classroom. And it was the first class they all took as part of their dual degree, dual certification program. So unlikely group of people all put together. They actually have incredibly different personalities. And they attended all as students. I had them the next semester. So we had a consecutive year of learning together. After which I announced to the whole class, actually, that anybody who wanted to further their studies, to learn more about this, to continue their learning that they had started during the year, to attend the Society for Disability Studies conference. And they had to raise their own money, get themselves there, but I promised that if they did that, we would work together over the following year, whether I was their instructor or not, on developing a presentation for them to then return to the Society for Disability Studies conference the following summer and present their work. Three of the students, and of course Jess, who was the fourth, students volunteered to work together, to fundraise money, and to go on that trip together. And I think that was the first time that everybody gelled together. It was incredibly awkward at the beginning, from what I was told, because they all traveled without me. And something happened over the course of those couple of days where these four women who were very different, again, very new to the field, just really figured out what they wanted to do, how they wanted to be, and what it meant for them to move forward. And I, as they say, the rest is history. From there, I think we had one or two more classes together, right? In the course of their education before they finished. One more class before they finished as students. And when they finished as students, they moved on to student teaching. And then as they were new teachers, I continued a mentor group and met with the four of them once a month for how many years now?
Since 2016.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, long time.
So 3 years, yeah.
Somewhere along the way, I stopped being just a mentor and turned into a learner. They have taught me an incredible amount about teaching and humanity and how we make a difference in this world. So I am privileged to call them both mentees, friends, and advisors.
What did you notice about Jess that made you think that she would become a good teacher?
I didn't. She was very quiet when she started in the class. Very quiet, but very, very attuned to what was happening and the people in the room and the different perspectives that you could have taking on a child's education. So she would think about things in different ways. And once she got out of her shell a little bit and I got her to share some of that knowledge, it was clear that she had the right type of thinking to figure out how you could change the way you teach to meet the needs of your child.
And then after graduation, in the dual degree, dual certification master's program, Jessica Munoz would go on to be indeed a teacher. She would start at the Rafael Hernandez School in Newark and then the Grace Wilde Junior High School in Roselle. Sam, you're a great friend of Jess, and you just went through a very difficult time with the funeral being held recently. Tell us what this young lady meant to you personally. The first time you met her, what was the reaction when you met each other? Did you know you were going to be friends right away?
Not at all. I mean, I remember seeing Jessica and being like, this girl is a know-it-all, and we are never going to get along, and she is definitely like just such a different personality than I am. So, no, I did not think that we were going to get along. But when we went on this trip together, we started having more and more connections. Her creativity was just out there. And I really appreciated the person that she was. And she was indeed just true to herself and true to her friends. And, I mean, we got along right away after that.
Sam, one of the things that I found interesting about this group and the fact that I know about your relationships, obviously with Casey being my daughter, is the fact that a lot of times we have friends through school and it doesn't last. You go on with your separate lives and it really doesn't, have a staying power. Your group has had that amazing staying power. Why do you think that is, Sam?
I think it's also because we are very persistent with each other, and I guess we just always held each other accountable for everything that we did, whether it was meeting once a month or, you know, ringing up each other, texting each other, whatever it was, we held each other accountable.
Amanda McPherson, you were part of this special group. What were your first impressions of Jess when you met her?
It's so hard to remember that far, but I just remember being in a class and everybody was, you sort of figure out who's going to kind of be your, like, your study buddy and, like, who you're going to be working with and, you know, your thoughts align with. And Jess, like was previously said, she was such a listener and I'm such a talker. So I feel like at first it was always like, I don't know, it was just easy to talk to her. So I feel like that's how we sort of hit it off. So, and then it just grew from there.
Now, she was a special education teacher. Mm-hmm. Tell us how going through the program there at Montclair State prepared not only Jess, but all of you to handle inclusive settings. Tell us how that helped.
Yeah, so I feel like throughout the coursework, there were so many, everything was discussion-based, and everything was kind of like, okay, so here's a scenario, what would you do? It wasn't, you know, don't get me wrong, we studied theorists and we studied, you know, what people have done in the past, but it was very real for us. And that's one thing that I think helped us all, you know, especially Jess, because you got to put your own little twist on it. Like, what would you do? And I think that's what made her so effective, because her heart was so big. And in the coursework, it was like, okay, what would you do? You'd write a journal entry about it. And you get to put, like I said, your little, I don't know how to word it. Help me. Like, your little edge on it. And in doing that, it just made the profession more real for you. It wasn't just like, okay, what's the correct answer? Your professor's going to grade it, blah, 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 you're done. It was like, okay, here's a scenario. These are real kids. These are real situations. How would you handle it? And I think having that opportunity helped Jess really hone in on the specialty of special education.
I would say it was something different.
Really?
I think I can speak to my classes and say that I consciously made students feel uncomfortable.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
And like,
I love you for it.
You were doing it much nicer than I was. Laying it out real.
Yeah.
I think especially these four women, and I can remember very distinct times, questioned, can I do this? How do I do this? Nobody's giving me the manual. I want to figure out, just tell me, this is how, you know, they're all good students. They're all very, you know, good at school. And so when I wouldn't give them an exam that said, here are the right answers, when there was no more right and wrong.
It was always questions in the margins. Like, okay, well, this happened, so why this? Or why did you do this? It was always, and it was good questioning because it really made you think, like, oh, wow, like, I didn't think of it that way. Or, you know, if in this situation, how would the parents react? Or other people with mm-hmm. the same disability? We can go into, you know, we can yeah. really get into, like, the whole, the boxiness of it, but
I think there was a lot of, and I can remember times when each yeah. one of you, and Jess as well, throughout your career, and I've had the same, just felt uncomfortable and like,
frustrated.
I can't do this, and frustrated. And
like when we did the role playing and we went back and forth and we didn't know what your reaction was going to be, whether you were playing the parent or another teacher. And sometimes we were just like, what do we say? Mm-hmm. And you weren't going to give it to us, so we had to think on our own 2 feet.
And I think it made them really strong. They were strong to begin with, but I think it made their teaching personas really strong while also being really flexible.
And that's and reflective. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you
off.
No,
that's true.
Yeah.
And it's a really rare quality. I think it's why the four of them were so strong. I think it's why Jess was able to work in classrooms that were challenging and really made her figure out, how do I do this? How do I do it better? It's what we talk about at our meetings once a month. I mean, I think they really are such an asset to the education world at large because they are strong and they're flexible. And I think Jess especially didn't realize how strong she was. But I think we all thought.
But I think also with that, you know, we always question each other. So that just continued. I think that's what built our relationship from then, because we could, you know, we're teachers. We're not perfect and we learn from what we do. And there's times where all of us have texted in the group being like, oh, my God, this happened today. I don't think I handled it the right way. What are your ideas? I need help with this. And it just that's where this class and that sort of mindset of questioning, it really all came together and was useful. Because we were such a support system.
And we all got used to stepping out of our comfort zone, and we knew within the five of us that it would be okay to say, I really messed up,
mm-hmm.
or what do you think about this? And no one was too proud to say or pretend that they did something the way that someone would think
right.
was the right way.
And there wasn't that intimidation. Like, you know, when you mess up, you're not willing to open up and just say that to anyone.
Right.
You know?
And it took
so
time
like
for
safe...
each of us to get there.
Some oh, yeah.
of us did it right away, and some of us had to get used to the group and understand that you're not going to be judged and that this was a safe place.
Right.
Jess was super open from the beginning.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I remember our first year of teaching because the four of us went through our first year of teaching together at different schools with different experiences, but it was really nice to have that support group and let each other know, you know, I'm struggling with this and I did this today, and then you could have a friend that would tell you exactly, like, you know, I don't agree with you or I agree with you. And then you would be able to reflect and be a better teacher the next day.
Mm-hmm. There's a high attrition rate for teachers once they start working, especially in high need areas. And part of what the dual degree program tries to do is prepare teachers from multiple perspectives so that they can be more well-rounded and hopefully stay longer in the education profession. And that first year of teaching is really, really hard.
Right.
Anybody who tells you different is lying. It's really hard for a number of reasons. You're in a new place. You're in, you know, Jess really struggled the first, you all
yeah.
really struggled the first year. And I think having a space to come together and come together in a space where I could happily remind you how wonderful you were, even though you felt like you weren't doing your best, helped get you through. Somebody needs to remind you of that. And, you know, I clearly have rose-colored glasses when it comes to all of you, so I was happy to tell you that you were all wonderful.
Casey, you're a special education teacher, first through third grade, at the Gables School in Neptune. And prior to that, you taught 2 years at the Oliver Street School here in Newark. You've also had the opportunity, all three of you, to have Jessica, a bridesmaid, in your weddings. What did she bring to this group as far as fun?
Well, Jess, for me personally, before I was with these group of girls, like basically before I'm comfortable with people, I don't really open up and I just have this kind of front that is nice, but when I met these girls, eventually I was able to break down and be genuine and share things with them that I haven't shared with anybody else. And when we first got together, I was just so scared to go travel and do things with these people that I didn't like, I didn't know if they identified as my friends. I don't know if I liked them more than like they liked me. And I was just super self-conscious about my role in this. And I remember being like, I really want to do this, but I don't know if I can. And Jess was the first one to just be like, yes, you can. Why can't you? Why wouldn't you be able to? And she gave me the confidence. She gave me that space to believe that I can do something and felt supported by her. So I clicked with her right away in the beginning, and she actually helped me connect with the other ones as well, the other girls in the group. But Jess is loads of fun. She had all kinds of things that she liked to do. She was really good at taking pictures. At our weddings, we would dance the whole night. I mean, she loved to just have fun and just be with us. She was just a really, really happy person, and she had one of those smiles that could just change your whole day and how you were feeling. She was just really special, and I feel like the reason why we're trying to do this award is because, like, my personal opinion, like, this is something that we can still do together, even though she's not here.
So let's talk about the award, which is the Jessica Munoz Memorial Award through Montclair State University. Also joining us on the phone is Stacey Albanese, the Associate Director of Annual Giving and Alumni Engagement, as well as an adjunct professor at Montclair State in the Fundamentals of Speech Communication and Media. Stacey, tell us how Montclair State was so quick to help put this special award in Jessica's name together.
Of course. Well, stories like this are, of course, so heartbreaking and then ultimately heartwarming when we have folks that reach out, as these lovely young women did, to honor their friend. And I know that they were in touch with the deans at Montclair State, and then as soon as my office caught wind of it, we just wanted to be a part of it as soon as possible. So we've been working together to establish an endowed scholarship with the goal of raising at least $25,000 so that we can continue this legacy and award it to a student annually.
And you usually have an awards banquet that has many of the awards handed out. Will this be another one of those awards that's handed out during that evening?
I would imagine so. So the graduate school and the College of Education and Human Services have been instrumental in making this happen, and I know they're going to help us work to identify the students who fit the criteria for this award. So I'm certain that there will be quite a few people who identify for it, and I'm sure that we will recognize them at those types of events in the spring.
The Jessica Munoz Memorial Award at Montclair State University is presented annually now to a dual degree, dual certification master's program student, someone who exhibits passion for inclusive education. Passion, that is something that Montclair State tries to always instill in its teachers. What a great program Montclair State has had through the years, and the reputation all these young ladies have gone through. When you hear, where did you go to school? Montclair State. Oh, you're a teacher. Oh, I get it, right?
Yeah, so true. We are known, of course. We started out as a teacher's college back in 1908, and it is, of course, one of our strongest programs moving forward. And so many of our graduates have gone on to teach and educate and be in that field. So this is just a great way to honor Jessica's legacy and keep inspiring and educating those future teachers.
As the Associate Director of Annual Giving and Alumni Engagement, it obviously is something very important that alumni give back to the university where they went. This is another way that people who have graduated and people connected with Montclair State can show their love not only for the school, for the program, but also for a student who really epitomized what teaching is all about.
Absolutely. As you said, you know, we rely heavily on the support of our alumni and donors at Montclair State because state funding is below 16% as of now. But this one, to me, is bigger than that. This one, I know, is going to reach not just alumni and donors and friends, but just anyone who hears this story and sees how inspirational Jessica's friends and family are in coming together to honor her legacy. I think this one, like I said, it's heartbreaking, but it's heartwarming to see the impact that she had. And I think we're going to be really successful with raising funds for this and ultimately keep it going annually.
Stacey, I'll ask you this before I ask Sarah. Hearing these young ladies talk about their friend, but also talk about how education and the fire inside them has to make you feel that everything that's being done through the program, but also individually, that these teachers make a difference. They never get as much credit as they deserve, do they?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely not. I did a stint teaching, and so many of my friends and fellow graduates are teachers, and I think that you guys all have the hardest job there could possibly be. So I'm inspired by you guys in so many ways.
Stacey Albanese is the Associate Director of Annual Giving and Alumni Engagement at Montclair State University, as well as an Adjunct Professor, Fundamentals of Speech, Communication, and Media. Sarah Wasserman is the Director of the Blaustein Early Childhood Center at the JCC in Bridgewater. Education at an early level means so much, but when you see that they go through the whole thing and get to become teachers, when you hear these young ladies talk now about their friend and your friend, what does that do inside of you?
If I can answer you without crying, it's going to be an achievement. I feel a really, really strong sense of pride, although I don't think I can take any credit for these women, Jessica included. I feel like there is hope. I'm continuously in awe of what they do and how they do it and who they are. To watch everybody grow has been incredible, and there is going to be a huge loss without Jess and without her. I will miss watching her continue the legacy that these women have started. She was really an incredible woman.
We really appreciate the fact that all of you have been able to come in. I know it's a very difficult time. Yesterday was the funeral and a very emotional time, but wanted to get the word out about this Jessica Munoz Memorial Award through Montclair State University. Sam, tell us a little bit more about Jess that we might not know, because a lot of times that we hear, you know, we hear about people, what was the funniest moment or the most surprising moment that you two shared?
Oh, this is a PG show, Sam.
Oh, yes. So, I mean, Jessica, and I'm going to say this because I think it describes her perfectly. Jessica was a colorful person. I mean, I think it was 2 weeks before my wedding, and we were traveling to Costa Rica for my destination wedding. And Jessica shows up with red hair, and I wanted to scream, but at the same time, I kind of was like, yeah, this is Jessica, and it's going to be okay that she has red hair and that her tattoos are showing, and you know what? It's fine.
She rocked it.
And I mean, I wouldn't change that moment for anything. And then she continued to have purple hair and blue hair. And
did she have a different color hair at each of your weddings?
I think so. Yeah, blonde, blue, and red, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, really, truly, Jessica was a colorful person and just a happy person. And I think that her hair really described the type of person that she was. She was everything.
Bold.
Sam is a second grade teacher at Kings Road School in Madison, New Jersey. Sam, how much did you guys bounce ideas off of each other as you became these early teachers?
I want to say it was at least like a once a week thing, especially during our first year of teaching. I mean, truly, I'm sure that people have heard it before, but when you're a first year teacher, you don't know what you are doing. You don't know what you got yourself into. But with the support of these women and with the support of Jessica, we were able to bounce ideas off of each other. We were able to, you know, create new ideas and talk about, you know, just our days, our you know, instead of having like a journal, like our phones and our text messages were our journals. We were able to reflect off of each other. And, you know, I could always turn to Jessica and ask her, you know, how would you do this? Or what did I do wrong? Or how would you have done this? So it was it's priceless to have that kind of support in a field that is so difficult.
Amanda McPherson is a fourth grade teacher at the Abington Avenue Elementary School in Newark, also a proud mom with a beautiful boy, Gavin, her husband, Frank. Now, knowing that you've started a family, mm-hmm. would you ever want Gavin to become a teacher?
I would say yes if he wanted to. He's going to be able to see it firsthand, you know, the hard work that's put into it. It's not just the school day. It gets taken home. But you know, through all the struggle, it's definitely a rewarding one. And I know that's like the coin phrase for teaching, like, oh, it's so rewarding. But it really is, especially if you have a good support group and you can really be reflective on what you're doing and why. I think definitely that if he wanted to do it, he'd have to have his heart into it. But I'd support it. Absolutely.
What was the time you remember most about being with Jess that, you know, really sticks with you?
Oh, there's so many. So many. There's times where we would, like, carpool places. And just her taste in music was so eclectic. But I loved it because, like, there, you know, you go through these phases in high school when you're like, oh, I'm a punk rocker. And like, ooh, I love rap music. And you just don't know yourself. And, like, she would throw on this Spotify playlist and just every song we would just sing and rock out to and just start laughing because of how pathetic we sounded. And, like, people pulling up next to us, we were just so obnoxious. So I just think that she brought that side out of me. And I enjoyed that with her.
I can certainly say these ladies love to dance because recently back in October, Casey had her wedding with her husband, Joe Dugan, and they danced up a storm, to say the least. Casey, the thing that one of the first things I remember is you introducing Jess to me on the campus of Montclair State University and that smile. And when I saw that smile, it was like, yep, she's already, you need to surround yourself with good friends when you go to a university or a college. And I knew right away that you were in good hands with Jess. Tell us your moment with her that you remember the most.
Well, there's a ton. Like I said about her having me get on that plane, that sticks in my mind. But a recent one that was very Jessica and Casey was when we were in Costa Rica for Sam's wedding. We roomed together. Amanda was there too, but she left a day early to go on her own little vacation with her husband. And it was just me and Jess. And we saw this sign after coming back from Sam's wedding, and it was this chicken. And it said, the early bird gets the worm or something. And it was like the first person to find this sign in the hotel in the morning got this prize. And Jess and I were like, yes, let's do it. So we got up super early and we went and we found the sign and we brought it to the hotel. And we ended up getting something stupid like a granola bar or something. But it was just so us, and we just loved to laugh. And yeah, she was just really special that way. I really felt I could be myself around her. And she taught me a lot. I think she taught me how to be vulnerable. I think she taught me just to relax and just have fun and just be in the moment. And that's how I remember her.
Sarah, you don't take enough credit, I don't think, for getting these ladies started in their education career. You did light the fire in all of them. And now with the Jessica Munoz Memorial Award through Montclair State University, just give us your thoughts on why you feel that it's important that people contribute to this award so it can be a lasting reminder of what she did and what she accomplished through her teaching, but 30 years of life.
I think it's very easy to find a fund to donate, a scholarship to support, a cause to back. But I think there's something really different about this one. I think that the field of education is struggling in general. And when you have amazing rock stars like these four women, it's really important to support what they're doing and who they are and hold them up as leaders for the next generation of teachers and those that come into their schools and learn from them and just sort of elevate this position to be what it should be. And donating to this fund, to Montclair State, where all of this happened, I mean, it really was contingent upon the coursework, the programming, everything that happened at that university, will now allow for another person who is just as sparkly and just as bright to be rewarded. And to understand that this isn't just a job, that there is something really, as Amanda said, there is something really deep and powerful that has to be a part of your desire to become a teacher, at least if you want to last in the field. And certainly if you want to tackle these difficult classrooms and challenging situations with children. And this scholarship fund will help support somebody who does that, somebody who's there, somebody who's going to school to become a teacher, which in my mind, clearly I'm biased, is the most important job in the world. If we want to fix all of the things that are wrong with this world, I think we have to start with how we teach children. And I can't think of a better way than to support a program that creates people out to change the world.
Now, you'll be able to find out more information about the Jessica Munoz Memorial Award through our website, but Let's hear from Stacy Albany. Stacy, how can people get involved? Where can they find out where this memorial award, where you can contribute?
Sure. So we will have it posted on our website as well, montclair.edu/alumni. But if you're interested in supporting right now, you can visit crowdfund.montclair.edu/Jessica-Munoz. And you can also, of course, if you're more comfortable mailing a check, we will not say no to that either. You can mail, make your check payable to the Montclair State University Foundation and mail it to 1 Normal Ave, Montclair, New Jersey, 07043. Just make sure that you put in the memo line that this is in support of Jessica's scholarship.
Stacy, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the WBGO Journal and helping to set up the Jessica Munoz Memorial Award at Montclair State University. You have a great day.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me, and looking forward to working with these fabulous young women.
Fabulous young women, indeed. I want to thank all of you for being here. Does anybody want to have a final thought on Jess?
I mean, I think that Jess was just such an amazing person, and this scholarship is reflective of everything that she did, and it's also reflective of the hard work that teachers do, and it's an amazing way of never forgetting everything that Jessica has done for this world and for her children.
I think the perfect thing to embody Jess was her tattoo. Well, she had a few, but the one she had of a phoenix.
Her and newest, yeah.
It really embodied who she was and the idea of something rising out of the ashes and becoming this strong and amazing, beautiful, incredible thing. And I think that's who she was. I think that's who she was working towards. And I think that's what this scholarship helped support.
Yeah, I think that of all the things that we've done together as a group, I think we can use this to continue to work with Jessica in her name and just keep pushing our vision, her vision forward. And fortunately, if we reach our goal, then that will be something that never leaves us. So it's important for future teachers. It's sentimental and important to us. And I just think that I don't think Jess would want it any other way.
Yeah, I really think this goes in her honor. And I think, like you were saying, the sentiment of it, but also just carrying out her dream and her hard work mm-hmm. in special education. And her heart was just so big that, and I hate saying it, just it's hard. And I think that this will really help those who want to, you know, further make a change in the world, but it also, it's Jess, and it's, like you said, what she would want.
I just want to add one more thing, because what we didn't say was the story of how the scholarship fund started. And in all of our grief together, something that came up was Jessica's teaching legacy. And not 2 days later, there was a scholarship and an endowment fund and crowdfunding. And I mean, it's a testament to how this group of women works. And in this case, they turned something horrible, which is truly a tragedy, I mean, embodies that word, into something that we can all get behind and something that's positive and something that's empowering. So from this feeling of sadness and loss and devastation, kind of like the phoenix rising out of the ashes, you guys have created something that is powerful and beautiful and important and will continue, as you said. So I can't think of a better way to honor Jess. As hard as it is, I think this is pretty amazing.
I can also add that all the ladies here in the studio have wonderful partners, wonderful husbands. In fact, Rudy is right behind me here, Sam's husband. And we know Sarah's husband, Jeff, as well as their 2 kids, Jolie and Chase, are listening right now. Family is very important. On behalf of everyone here today, our hearts go out to Jessica's family and her boyfriend, Dan, and our deepest sympathy to all her friends and family in this terrible loss. You can find out more and donate to the Jessica Munoz Memorial Award through Montclair State University at crowdfund.montclair.edu/Jessica-Munoz. Ladies, thanks so much for coming in and sharing your thoughts about Jessica here on the WBGO Journal.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.